classic hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and joining me on the telephone this morning for the Community Forum is Judy Brucker. She is the Executive Director of the Child Protection Network. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It is always good to have you here because you're the person who, unfortunately, keeps track of some rather unpleasant facts and figures for us, but solving problems in our society starts with understanding them. So that's why we love to have you on.
Well, thank you. I was looking back at the history of the services we've been providing in Livingston County, and I thought it was really interesting to just point out because, you know, your listeners are so involved. We really started partnering with the Pontiac Police Department in 1998 when Detective Jim Roberts at that time learned about the services we were providing through our advocacy center in McLean County, and he started bringing kids to our center in order to make sure that when there's been an allegation that they've been sexually abused or seriously physically abused, that they were getting good coordinated services. And that involvement from that time period in 98 actually led to the doors being opened in Livingston County in 2000. And I think that that's something really to celebrate, that we've been there that long.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because as we say, the services are there, and for areas not to take advantage of them, it would be a crime on top of a crime.
It would be. It's so important that communities come together to make certain that when children have been traumatized in some fashion, that we're doing everything we can to help them and help their families get through that process, and that's what we do at the Advocacy Center every day.
Can we talk a little bit about some of the specifics, Judy? As you say, we've got some actual hard numbers from last year. And can you tell us, let's start with, in terms of children most at risk, or how do things break down in terms of gender?
Last year, we saw 75 children at the Livingston Center alone. Between McLean, Livingston, and DeWitt, we saw about 450 kids. But in Livingston alone, we saw 75 kids, and of the ones that were specifically identified as the primary victim, the gender breakdown was 71% were female and 29% were male. And the age breakdown was 19% were 0 to 6 years old, 27% were 7 to 12, and 54% were 13 and over. Of those kids, the racial breakdown, 81% was Caucasian, 12% African American, and 7% Hispanic.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of that, of course, I don't want to get into any kind of serious statistical breakdown here, but I'm guessing a lot of that is just a reflection of the basic demographics of the county.
I believe that's true, and that's really what we've seen in all the counties that we're serving.
So is it fair to say then, as a person who is deeply involved in these cases, Judy, is it fair to say then the particular problem age is young girls just hitting adolescence? Is that when we seem to see something happening in terms of those kinds of the relationships that evolve, unfortunately?
Well, that's what the numbers this year are showing. I can tell you in other years, we've seen a larger percentage of kids in that 7 to 12-year range. Unfortunately, in other years, we've seen that 6 and below. So this is what 2015 numbers show. I'm not sure how much meaning to put to it.
Okay. Something else to understand. Judy and I were just saying before we started the interview that the problem that I as a layperson have is I think I understand the problem, but often it turns out I don't. So it's always good to talk about what the numbers are actually showing. Is there something we can take from this, Judy, as you proceed in your work here in 2016? Do you take guidance from these numbers, or do you just sort of keep an eye on what happens as it happens?
Well, we track them because we do think it's important, and if we can figure out who the risk categories are, so in other words, if we were seeing a trend with, you know, the 6 and under, then what we would probably be really targeting or looking at is, you know, those kids that are preschool. Mm-hmm. So what would that mean? And so we may diversify our education efforts to the community a little bit based on the numbers. I think the most important takeaway is the number that 95% of our kids know the person who is molesting them. And that is such a hard thing, and we've talked about this before. I certainly grew up in the time period where it was all stranger danger, and stranger danger is really a myth. And in Livingston County alone, the relationship of the victim to the perpetrator is 53% of the perpetrators were known to the child, not related, but known to the child. Mm-hmm. 31% were relatives, 7% were step parents, 5% were parents. So now that does not bear out to be true in our other communities, I will tell you. In other communities, there's a larger percent of parent perpetrators. But the takeaway is really that the people who are hurting our kids are people who know them and people that we as parents are allowing access to our kids.
Now, we talked about gender among the young people who are being affected by this. I think the assumption most people have is that most of the perpetrators are men. Is that a fair assumption?
Yes, it is. They're not all, but primarily, I would say at least 90% are men.
Wow, that's even higher than I suspected.
Yeah.
In terms of age, I guess I would ask again, just kind of paralleling what we said about the victims of these crimes, is there any breakdown of the age of perpetrators, or is that across the spectrum?
You know, it's really across the spectrum. We do have a lot of, and I don't have those numbers in front of me, but it's really, I would say, a 30 to 60-year-old range. So we're talking, now, having said that, we do have some juvenile perpetrators, and those numbers are on the rise, but we're really talking about an older population of perpetrators. It's not, you know, it's not young kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is difficult to talk about. I'm just going to be honest with you.
It is. It is. We understand that, but I think the important takeaway for people is that, first of all, we have the services in place in Livingston County and our other jurisdictions to help when there has been an allegation that comes in. So we are there to do exactly what needs to be done for these kids. And we have had such great community support in Livingston County, you know, dating back to 1998, to make sure that these kids are getting what they need and that we're working to hold perpetrators accountable, but also make sure that these kids, they don't continue to identify themselves as victims. They have an opportunity to move on.
Absolutely. And as we like to talk about as much as possible, Judy, if people do suspect something is happening, if they do want to talk to you or someone else in a position of authority about situations like this, how do they get in touch with you, or what should they do?
Sure. First of all, the 800 number is 1-800-25-ABUSE if you suspect something. You can also call your local law enforcement office, but you can also call us here. We're happy to help get you where you need to be. It's 309-888-5656. And as I always say, you know, better safe than sorry. So if you've got a concern, feel free to put it out there. And then let the folks who are supposed to be responsible for investigating these kinds of cases take it off your hands and your heart.
Well, we hope one day, as we always say, Judy, we hope one day we can see all those numbers go to zero.
I agree.
And you can lock your doors and just go home and retire or do whatever you want to do.
That would be fabulous. In the meantime, we're here to help.
Very good. Judy, always good talking with you.
Great. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Judy Brucker is the Executive Director of the Child Protection Network.